So I guess the first thing I would ask as it relates to your renewed effort at pension reform is what it is that you hope to propose now. It's another ballot item. Is that right?
Well, San Francisco is facing a huge fiscal crisis. This year we have a $400 million deficit. At the same time, pension cost for retired city employees has risen to $450 million, nearly $100 million more than next year. But the really scary thing is within 3 years, it's going to go up another $300 million. So I tried to put a initiative on the ballot in November, and to solve this problem, Proposition B, and it was not successful and did not pass. And we're gearing up to bring another pension reform measure. Obviously, we learned some things from that campaign, but most importantly, you know, this is an issue that I think San Franciscans at this point in time are focused on, because what we said would happen in the Prop B campaign is happening now. Now there, you know, are other efforts to address this problem, and I have pledged to work with everybody and anybody to try and save our city. But the reality is, because things have gotten worse in the last year, we're going to have to take much more drastic measures than what was proposed in November.
You said you had learned some things from the Proposition B process. What did you learn?
Well, the original Proposition B would have required all city employees to pay 9% or 10% towards their pensions. And again, remember that city employees get guaranteed pensions. If you're a police or firefighter, you get 90% of your last year's income for the rest of your life at 55. For other city employees, you get 75% of your last year's income at 62. And I don't think people had a problem with the pension reform that was proposed in Prop B, but it also would have increased health care costs. And one thing that our opponents did very well is to argue that for lower-paid city employees, they couldn't afford to pay more for their health care. Now, keep in mind that city employees don't pay anything for their own health care, and the city now pays 75% of their family's health care. But given that sentiment, we would change this measure to exclude lower-paid city employees from any increases in health care costs. And the reason why we have to deal with both pension and health care is because these are dual disasters that are quickly approaching. We have a $4 billion unfunded health care liability. That means that we owe $4 billion in health care costs for city employees.
Is that on top of the $4.3 billion unfunded pension liability, or is that wrapped up into it?
No, that's in addition to. So we have a huge unfunded pension liability, and we have a huge unfunded health care liability. And you add these together, and the point I tried to make to city employees, I'm a city employee. I worked for the city for 22 years. What's going to happen is within the next 20 years, there's not going to be a pension. There's not going to be health care for city employees because these systems are going to go broke. And we're seeing that happen already in Illinois, in New Jersey. And unless we act now, we're not going to be able to fix this problem.
Now, the unions came out screaming against Proposition B and may have been credited for part of the reason why it did not succeed. Do you have any hopes of bringing the unions on board? Do you think the problem is bad enough now that you might be able to marshal more support from some of the city unions that opposed you the last time around?
Well, you know, the problem is that the unions have taken a hard line in saying we're not going to reform our pensions. You know, we're not going to reform our health care, even though they know because their own advisors have told them that the situation is terrible. You know, the labor unions promised during the Proposition B campaign that if the voters rejected it, that they would solve it. So they've been meeting for 3 or 4 months. There's, you know, no solution yet in sight. But I think we're at a point where they agree that this is a huge problem. The mayor of San Francisco, we have a new mayor here in San Francisco, Ed Lee, has said that San Francisco will go broke in 5 or 10 years. Unless we do something now. So I think everybody now agrees there's a problem. The question is, what's the solution? And so I've been working on a new charter amendment, a new initiative that would go to the voters in November. And this is a much more comprehensive pension reform measure than what was proposed previously.
Run through just the quick bullet points of what all is in your new measure.
The new measure would require city employees to pay 50% of their pension costs. See, what happens is that when a city employee receives a pension, that's a guaranteed pension. And when the city pension fund has lost money in the past, every year the taxpayers have to fill it up. So actual dollars, there's $450 million that's going next year to pay these pension costs. By requiring city employees to pay 50%, you're requiring the city to, again, manage these funds in a way that's not going to result in the cutting of basic services. You know, we look at what's happening in Vallejo. Vallejo went bankrupt in 2008. Oakland, mass layoffs of police officers. San Jose, they laid off 350 police officers. That's what the proposal is at this point. We don't want that happen here in San Francisco.
So city workers paying half their pension costs. What else is in the item?
Yeah, this under the new initiative, city workers would have to pay at least half of their pension costs. They would also have to pay more for their health care. We would also
have you decided how much more yet, or is that still to be determined?
Pardon?
Have you decided how much more of their health care they would have to pay?
Yeah, I mean, as it is right now, we're looking at developing a health or requiring city employees to pay down the unfunded liability by paying a percentage, either be 2% or 5%, into a health care trust fund. Because the problem is, again, is that we have, all these health care costs that aren't that we don't have the money for, and so it makes sense to have city employees contribute. We also put a provision in there that would stop pension spiking, and that's the process of a person artificially increasing their pension by receiving a promotion in their last year. And there's also other provisions that would limit the amount of pensions. Currently, right now, we have some city employees who are getting pensions over $200,000. That would stop. For new employees, they would be limited to, say, $85,000 in an annual pension, which is still a good amount of money.
Are you still working out how much you want that limit to be, or is that what the limit's going to be in your measure?
We're still costing out, what the savings are. What's important is that there has to be a cap on the amount of the pensions. Right now, there is no cap, and so a person can get a $200,000 pension in addition to, there are city employees now who are getting pensions over $200,000. That would stop under the new measure because we would put a cap on the amount that a person could get in their pension each year.
So just so I understand the process, you say you're planning on collecting about 77,000 signatures by the first week of July. You only need 50,000, but you're obviously trying to work past that to make sure you have enough, right?
Right. In order to put a charter amendment on the ballot, you have to have signatures from at least 10% of the registered voters. And so last time we went out and got 77,000 signatures. I'm expecting that we'll need as many this time. And, what's important, I think, is that we get out there and explain this to the public. One of the criticisms I've made of some of the meetings at City Hall and with labor unions is that they're all behind closed doors. And the public really needs to understand how grave this problem is. Most people don't see it. Most people don't even know what a pension is because they don't have pensions anymore. So the reality is that unless we get the electorate to understand this issue and, more importantly, see how this affects their daily lives, we are seeing massive cuts in city government. And this year is probably going to be the worst that we've seen ever. So my message to the public is we got to get involved, get engaged, and, study this issue.
I guess what I'm still kind of wondering as it relates to, as it relates to union workers. I mean, I hope that people are beginning to understand this issue a little more, because every state is just over a barrel right now. And if you've watched the news out of Wisconsin, we kind of know state house versus union workers. Wisconsin, Illinois is in that same mess now. New Jersey, you mentioned Governor Christie in New Jersey, going through all the exact same things. Florida, California. So the public may begin to get the issue, but in terms of the power of city unions to kind of turn public opinions and say, don't force struggling workers to bankrupt themselves by paying into the city's debt. I mean, that was very effective in killing this measure in November. Do you think you're going to have to work around unions, or can you work with unions to get this passed?
Well, I don't agree with what the governor of Wisconsin is saying. I think he's taking it too far, because, you know, to say that we have to eliminate collective bargaining is wrong. And that goes right to the heart of workers having the right to organize. And what's important to understand about pension reform, it's not about union busting. It's about sustaining these systems. If you want to have a defined contribution, which almost nobody else has in the public sector, you have to contribute towards it. And I understand that people don't want to do that because they're not used to paying towards it, but we're in the worst recession that we faced in modern times. We know these funds are unsustainable. We know that. That's a fact. And so unless we take action, and this includes the city employees and the unions, and you know, it's been very encouraging, because a lot of city employees have told me, yes, I understand this, I support it, but we want to find a solution. And so I'm willing to work towards that solution. If there's a consensus solution that can be raised, I'm all for that. If not, we got to be ready to go back to the voters.
How worried are you that when it's time for you to retire from the city of San Francisco, your pension won't be there?
If we take no action right now, I'm 51 right now. By the time I retire, there won't be any money. I would say we have about 20 years left in our retirement system, in our healthcare system. We're already going broke. We know that. And so the city will go broke first, and then these systems will go broke, because the city has to pay money into these pension funds. But it's an unsustainable situation, so everybody loses at the end. The basic thing that all San Franciscans need to understand is that unless we fix this pension problem now, there's going to be even more suffering down the road. You just need to look at what's happening in New Jersey and Illinois and other cities like Vallejo. And it becomes clear that if we don't act, there's going to be a tremendous amount of suffering for everyone.
So anything else that I haven't asked about yet that you think is worth mentioning?
Yeah. Well, if people are interested in seeing our proposal, they can go to our website at SF Smart Reform. And we're also going to be starting a regional effort. I'm going to be joining together with other reform activists around the state to look at creating a statewide network to deal with pension reform. You know, this is a problem that's hitting all the communities, not only San Francisco. And unless we find joint solutions to solve these problems, you know, you're going to see these kind of failures everywhere.
All right. Well, I think – oh, I remember what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I've interviewed other public defenders about various issues of salary and pay and benefits and pensions over the years. Have you ever considered leaving the public sector for the private sector because of the financial unsustainability of municipal government?
Well, I mean, I'm a little different because I'm an elected official, but, you know
– But you've been with the city for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I think that –
I mean, does it ever get to a point where you just kind of look at the scenario and say, you know what, I could be making four times this much as an attorney in the private sector and not have this headache?
I think I speak for a lot of city workers in saying that I do my job as a public defender. I've been with the city for 22 years because I love this work. I love to serve the public. But the problem is that these pensions are really cutting into our ability to provide basic services. And that's the sad thing. I got involved in pension reform as a public defender because I saw what was happening to services for the poor. And this is something that unless we fix, we're not only going to harm basic services, but essentially there aren't going to be city jobs for people, for the next generation of people coming out.